This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Lynn Mayer, Jared Nicholson. Mayer, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Mayer, I think that the headlines are the hot story, if you will, and I excuse that, is the Lynn Woods Breakheart Reservation over in Saugus. But what is the update this morning on the Lynn Woods fire situation?
The update is positive. The Lynn Fire Department, working with support from the state level as well, had the situation under control. The fire contained. There's still no risk to any property, so it's really a shame that this has happened in the woods, but we feel really confident that the risk is being addressed.
In the nature of the fires, I know I read a story where the Breakheart Reservation fire, the Saugus Fire Department early on thought it was suspicious. Any ideas on the Lynn Woods fire?
Yeah, our team feels the same way about these fires, that they're suspicious. And so, you know, if people have any information on that, we would appreciate them reaching out. There is a reward out there for suspicious activity with respect to fires.
Perfect. Well, Mayor Nicholson, let's jump to some other topics that I know are front and center on your plate, if you will, and that would be, let me jump to affordable housing. What's the latest on affordable housing in the city of Lynn?
We think this is a top concern for the city, a top priority to address the cost of housing. We made some significant investments through our ARPA funds this summer, with more to come in the fall, and are also pushing really hard to implement the Housing Lynn Plan, which was adopted by the city last year, which I think is a great blueprint for us to address the cost of housing.
Another topic I want to have you talk about is the search for a new superintendent in the city of Lynn. Patrick Tutwiler announced earlier this year that he was stepping down, has stepped down. Interim is in his position right now as superintendent of schools, and the search begins soon for a new superintendent, or actually the process is underway, I'm sure. But tell us your reaction to the change in leadership with the Lynn schools and what is ahead in the search.
Well, we are absolutely sad to have lost Dr. Tutwiler. He did a tremendous job. Feel really good about the position in which he left the Lynn Public Schools and the team he built around him, including our new superintendent. Deputy Superintendent Ruggiero is now Superintendent Ruggiero, and is going to be leading us on an interim basis this year, which we are really excited about. And the search is underway. We have hired a consultant, the Massachusetts Association of School Committees, to advise us on the process, and are starting that already. We did this 4 years ago working with them in a search that I think went well. I was on the school committee then, so I was participated, and so we have a playbook that I feel good about that we'll be executing this fall.
And just for our listeners, the timeline on something like this, it's an extended timeline, right?
Yeah, so we will hopefully get a posting out in September, and then while that's out there, we will do some work on the ground, getting feedback from the community about what they'd like to see through focus group surveys, things like that. And then we will have a committee in place to do a first round of interviews, which will then recommend finalists to the full committee. I think if things go smoothly at an accelerated pace, I think we could have a superintendent by winter break. If it turns out we need more time, we want to do some more looking, I think it could extend into the spring, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
All right, good information. Another topic, which is an ongoing topic, not so much of in the recent years, but in the last month or so, is the Lynnway construction, Lynnway improvements, and I know there are Lynnway improvements on the planning board, so to speak.
Absolutely. So, you know, we think the Lynnway needs a lot of work to open up the waterfront to the rest of the city and to make it safer and more accessible for our residents. So there's actually a bit of work that's already going to be starting soon, which is the extension of Blossom Street onto the Lynnway and creating a new turnoff if you're heading north on the Lynnway onto Blossom Street, and make it easier to cross there to support what is going to be a budding neighborhood with some of those developments down there at Lynnway and Blossom. But the bigger project is the millions of dollars in grants that the city is going to see coming down the pipe with the federal grants around the redesign of the Lindway. And that is, the Lindway itself is Department of Conservation Recreation, and this project is the Massachusetts Department of Transportation, and they got a big federal grant for Lindway redesign.
Right. So, yeah, right. That's a state road, so to speak, right? The Lindway, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Hey, here's another one, MBTA. Thank goodness for you, it's like question five and not question one, as it is in Boston right now. But the MBTA, the Lynn Commuter Rail Station, other MBTA issues, what is the latest and what is the thinking kind of short-term and long-term for the Lynn Commuter Rail Station?
Yeah, so the station is in really dire need of repair. I think everyone agrees that the station needs to be upgraded. In the short term, that funding is lined up and ready to go, and it's just a matter of when the project starts and then what the mitigation during construction is going to be. That the city's position, and again, obviously it's an MBTA project, but the city's position, strong position, is that there needs to be some kind of mitigation to prevent the total interruption of service when the station is upgraded. And we're still pushing for the MBTA to provide us a plan that would do that. They had initially announced that the station would be shutting down in August, and we pushed back really strong. We were able to get them to extend service until this construction actually began. We feel really strongly that safety absolutely has to be the top priority, and if safety requires it, that station will shut down. That has to be the first priority, safety. But as long as things are safe, we want there to be mitigation to prevent the interruption of service.
Gotcha. And what about the long term? I mean, is there other? I know you with transportation, it's always you're always looking to improve transportation and access to the city and for the residents and so on. Are there any long term issues looking ahead to the T at all related to the T?
Absolutely. The long term vision that we strongly support is the electrification of the commuter rail, the creation of a regional rail network that would allow service to be quicker, cleaner, quieter, and generally more friendly to the riders. And that would be electrification from Boston up to Beverly and potentially and beyond, with some infill stations along the way in Everett, Revere, and in Lynn. We would want to see the Riverworks station open up as a commuter rail station servicing anyone. So that's the long-term vision, is something that's approaching rapid transit in Lynn.
Let me just do one more follow-up on that. What is one of the mitigation efforts for when the commuter rail station does close, like some kind of a shuttle bus service down to the Blue Line at Wonderland? Is that one of the options out there that you're looking at?
You know, we're open to different options, and you know, this is the T's project, and we understand that there's cost and logistics for all these, so that would be a potential option. I think we've been more looking in the shuttle at the shuttle to the Swampscott Commuter Rail Station. A lot of times you expect a project that interrupts service to have mitigation that gets folks on the same line they would otherwise be accustomed to riding. So that would be, if you had a shuttle, it would be going to the Swampscott Commuter Rail Station. We also think there's real potential for a temporary platform, either at Riverworks or somewhere else along the line in Lynn, and that would allow service to continue through Lynn. And we're also happy to see the T mix and match. So if it takes a little bit to build a temporary platform and get that up and running, well, maybe provide the shuttle service until that temporary platform is ready.
Yeah. Well, those all make great ideas. I hadn't really thought about the advantage of shuttling back up to Swampscott. That makes a lot more sense, a shorter shuttle, and it just makes more sense now that thanks for sharing that with us, that I'm enlightened, so to speak. All right, Mayor, one other thing. Any other city events happening here in the future, in the weeks ahead? I noticed that you guys had a wrestling tournament on the beach on Sunday. So other events, what other events do you have in the city of Lynn coming up?
Yeah, the wrestling tournament yesterday was a lot of fun. The next big event is Saturday, a festival that we're calling Lynnside Out, that aims to bring City Hall out into the community and meet residents where they are in the community. So it's in Central Square. A lot of city departments will be represented, providing ways to interact with the community, getting feedback from the community. And a central push that's happening in the city is our Vision Lynn effort, which is the city's first ever comprehensive plan. And we are really excited about that document. We want to get as much community input as possible. And this festival will allow residents to give us that feedback, as well as interact with a host of other city departments, from the city clerk and around voting to our office, the mayor's office, personnel on hiring. I think it's going to be a great event.
Great. Well, Mayor, we're just about out of time. Anything else you want to share with us? I think we've covered a lot of stuff here, but anything else you want to close on in this interview?
Sure. I will just end by saying, wishing everyone a nice time wrapping up summer and good luck for back to school.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. Mayor, thanks so much for your time, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. Mayor Jared Nicholson, City of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.